You have whatever you want, and you give him your list, and he delivers. There are those within the framework of evangelicalism, in the charismatic segment, who tell you Jesus wants you well. And if you're not well, it's because you haven't claimed your healing. Jesus wants you prosperous and rich. And if you're not, it's because you haven't claimed it. Jesus wants you free from debt. And if you send the televangelist enough money, you'll, by virtue of your faith, free yourself from debt, or the demon of debt, as it's often referred to. Because Jesus doesn't want you having any troubles or any problems. Your salvation is a guarantee of health, wealth, prosperity, and happiness. The psychological, man-centered evangelicals tell you that Jesus gives you peace, and Jesus gives you joy, and Jesus makes you a better salesman, and Jesus helps you hit more home runs. Jesus really wants to make you feel better about yourself. He wants to elevate your self-image. He wants to put an end to your negative thinking. It's interesting how this trend has come into the church, and I've kind of watched it through the years, been around long enough to have seen it arrived. It really arrived, I think most pointedly, through the ministry of Robert Schuller. A number of years ago, he wrote a book called Self-Esteem, The New Reformation. I reviewed that book. It was published in a national magazine, the review that I did, because I thought it was a turning point. It was an attempt at a new reformation. It was an attempt to replace the gospel, the biblical gospel, with a new gospel. And it worked. In that book, Self-Esteem, The New Reformation, Robert Schuller writes, quote, "It is precisely at this point that classical theology has erred in its insistence that theology be God-centered and not man-centered," end quote. So this is an iconoclastic beginning. The first thing we have to do is put an end to classical theology. We have to put an end to God-centered theology and replace it with man-centered theology. That's pretty blatant. But that was exactly what was going on. He writes further, "This master plan of God is designed around the deepest needs of human beings." And what are those needs? Self-dignity, self-respect, self-worth,